I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 1 year since the coup in Burkina Faso, one quarter of the nation's schools are now closed. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach.
In Burkina, with all that's going on as far as different villages being attacked, it's not safe for the kids to go to school. And so we know they are closing.
CWO runs the Village of Opportunity in Burkina Faso, offering vocational training in a gospel context to female students.
We teach sewing, cosmetology, and we started a culinary classes, and actually in the middle of a building project to build a kitchen classroom so we can even reach more young ladies.
CWO is currently raising funds for an activity center at the Village of Opportunity, and you can give at missionnews.org. Ministry today in the Middle East and North Africa looks very different from 25 years ago. Through it all, the Lebanese Society for Educational and Social Development has worked to be the hands of Jesus in the Arab world. This week, LSESD is hosting an event called Loving God and Neighbor Together, celebrating what God has done in 25 years of ministry. Wassam Nasrallah, the CEO of LSESD.
Whether through theological education, academic or spiritual resources, through children or medical camps, or through relief and development, our purpose is to enable the local church to be fruitful and to be the hands and feet of Jesus on the ground.
Please pray for wisdom and LSESD's next 25 years of ministry and God's glory in the Arab world. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them November 5th through the 19th. Get yours free at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.